Now that we are into a new year, it's very timely to have a look at our construction and building industry. We know that despite all of the predictions, the building boom was absolutely gangbusters during COVID. Well, now that vaccination rates are up over 90% and things hopefully are starting to get back to whatever the new normal is, I was very keen to catch up with Sharon Vella from Master Builders Queensland just to get a bit of an update, a bit of an overview of where the construction sector is at in our part of the world. Sharon, what are the latest building approval stats and what's your sense of where the industry is at in this first month and a bit of 2022?
Good morning, Gavin. So just looking at the Cairns regional approvals, they're still very strong. So if we looked at December, it has a 4% drop on last year, but I don't believe last year is what you could take as a normal year.
That's right.
So if we look pre-pandemic, you looked at an average of 20 to 45 single dwelling approvals, and the new norm seems to be the 50s to 70s. So that's single dwelling houses every single month in just Cairns regional area.
So it's almost doubled that pre-COVID norm.
That's right. So it's still very strong. And that's not to even mention like the pools and the shop fit outs and everything else that's going on. Extremely busy still.
What about, we heard a lot last year about the difficulty in finding tradies and staff. Where's that all at now? Do we have enough bodies on the ground completing and working in these projects?
There's still a lot of pressure on several trades, especially like the finishing trade. So if you can imagine a lot of houses and construction started at a time, so they're all finishing at the same time. So there's still a lot of pressure on those finishing trades like tilers and painters, etc. We are seeing a little bit of relief, you could say, on the block work and the concreters.
Okay.
So it just seems to be a little bit spasmodic. But with the year just starting, there's still more to come. I think that issue will still remain.
Okay.
And especially there seems to be a short supply on skilled administration staff, like estimators and stuff like that. So upskilling is certainly something we have to start looking at.
And a big pet topic of mine is always population growth in Cairns. I mean, anecdotally, there probably aren't a lot of current stats available to hand, but anecdotally, has this building boom over the last 12, 18 months or so contributed to population growth in Cairns in terms of those tradies moving north for that abundance of work?
I think it is both the trades and services and new builders coming to town from other areas, but it's also people moving here, and whether they're moving here permanently or whether it's their holiday home, just talking to the builders on the ground, their clients are being traditionally from Victoria or New South Wales. So I think it's put the highlight onto far north Queensland of how great it actually is up here.
The other, talking of shortages, the other big shortage that we heard so much about was, of course, supply chains, steel, wood products, prices were going through the roof. Builders, there was concern probably around the middle of last year about builders were, you know, locked into certain prices to build a home. And then, of course, you know, all of the materials went through the roof. And so there was a little bit of concern about the danger, financial risk to those builders. Where are we at, Sharon Vella, with that supply chain and the pricing of some of those key materials?
So there's still supply and demand is still an issue. So there is, and it's across the country that construction is very busy. So there is still going to be those issues with the supply of materials, including trusses, steel, and everything down to tiles. The selection of tiles, for example, isn't there because 90% of them were imported from China. So whether they're not coming quick enough or they're not coming at all. So there are certainly supply issues. And those, as you mentioned, the fixed price contracts. I mean, building and construction has gone up significantly. And it's just due to those increase in materials, nothing more.
Now, if you cast your eyes forward, Sharon, what does the next 6 to 12 months look like for our building industry? We don't have the level of government stimulus that we certainly had when the COVID pandemic struck there 18 months or 2 years ago. What's the pipeline look like for how the housing sector in Cairns?
A lot of people have still a substantial amount on their book, so I don't see in the next 6 months anything changing. If anything, I think with the international borders opening, that actually might create a little bit more activity because I think there'll be a lot of expats wanting to come home.
And of course, yes, international tourists deciding that why not relocate, live in paradise here in Cairns, who knows? Sharon Vella from Master Builders, thanks so much for your update. We'll do it again soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.